Welcome back to the Sneaker Annex with me, Danny, aka at Roy Senior, and my good friends and co-hosts, Hen Nicole.
I was waiting for it.
Miss Eves and Henry, aka at Blacklisted. Hi guys.
Danny, man, you're living on the edge.
You're asking for it, yeah.
I'm not joking. I listened back and I thought, whenever I listened back, was like the day one. And I was like, this is going to be my intro for next week. And I was like, I know what's coming right away. It's been stored in there all week.
Until just we ready. This all he's thought about all week long. He's been like, cannot wait to wind Nicole up.
I mean, that's just not a weekly, that's not just an all week thing. That's just a permanent thing.
Permanent. Like, every day.
Every day. To
see how you can wind up Nicole. And
100%.
Just peer off.
100%. That's how.
That's such a low bar, man. Come on, man. You should set these sights higher.
Have you got nothing else going on, Danny? Is that what it is?
Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Although we have had quite a busy week. Anyway, on to that. How's our week been? Henry, how's your week been?
Yeah, it's been all right. Let me get the mandatories out of the way. No pickups, but I do want to shout out an exhibition that I went to the last weekend, Colour in Air, which is the Lorenzo OG exhibition, where he released 95 pairs of the Dusk and Dawn Air Max 95. The exhibition's really showcasing what he had done in terms of the different models he's worked with, using his patent color scheme trademark. So he's a dip dye. Is it dip dye? Well, the technique he uses to dye his shoes, and literally just just having a mooch, should I say. And for me, very quickly, he's one of those guys you kind of know, you know, but with what happened last weekend, I think now his name's just blowing up. And hats off to the dude. He got repped by Virgil Abloh in terms of what he was doing. Got a massive shout out. He's been doing stuff with Joe LaPuma from Complex. And I think this guy deserves his flowers for what he has done in terms of taking blank canvases, if I may, and doing something beautiful with it. So, hats off to him.
I totally agree. Our paths have never crossed, really, and maybe some of the shoes he's worked on is not some of the shoes. Although, don't get me wrong, I quite like a 95, but like a lot of the stuff he's done is just not something I would have picked up. So it's never really like any. There's not been an opportunity to kind of connect on that level, I guess. But obviously, he's absolutely smashed it. He's done so well. He's all over Instagram and all sorts of different outlets and people shouting him out. And I just want to kind of put out I did like his golden ticket release, like how people queued up. And then if you won like a Willy Wonka golden ticket, you got to purchase the trainers. I thought that was such a clever idea. And again, just something that maybe we spoke about last week with Nike. Sorry. I'm always going to say Nike, right? But I'll try to remember to say Nike.
But you're old for what?
I'm too old, yeah. I just feel like that was kind of like the innovation that we kind of want to see from brands on activations and releases. I thought it was very clever and very good.
Yeah, Nicole, I won't lie, I felt my age very quickly. I felt my age with that release in terms of the kids running around Soho chasing after Willy Wonka tickets. Anyway, sorry, Nicole, stealing a bit of your limelight here.
Of course. Why wouldn't you? That's what you've done. This is the whole you coming on this podcast. but we'll let you off. Again, no pickups. I feel like I'm going to touch on this later on when we go through the picks, because I just think lately there's just not been anything for me. I'm not screaming about anything. So I can't say there's been any pickups. I can't say there's been anything that's really I've looked at and been like, wow. And I think the one thing for me, if we're going to do a little like random talk about random subjects that Henry just did, I just keep noticing all the really badly coloured Travis Scotts that are launching. I don't know if you saw, I think I sent it in our little group chat, but yeah, like the badly coloured, bad colourways of Travis Scotts that are launching Holiday 2024. I just, Feel a bit deflated today for our podcast and all the products that's out there.
Oh, you're
So,
not
do you know
deflated
what?
for the podcast though, are you?
No,
Like
not for the
you've
podcast. I'm
got
deflated for the product.
woof,
Not never
jeez.
for the
No, I'm
podcast.
gonna say
Oh
it, never
God.
for the podcast.
No, gosh, like Danny's gone red. Like it literally. No, not for the podcast. I just think it's I think at the moment there's just not been a lot of product. Nothing that's been exciting me anyway. I know like Danny is dying off of all the Adidas that's launching as usual, but look
That's
at his
fair.
face.
That's booked.
I wish the listeners could view that could view this sometimes and just
Do you know
see
what?
expressions.
This actually records as a video thing, so we could actually put out
Please
the
do
recording.
not. Not like this. Oh, wait. No. If we're gonna do that, we need advance warning.
Nicole's having a heart attack now.
We
I'm
need
like,
advance
no,
warning.
I've got no makeup on. I'm not prepped for any of this.
Literally, I've just
Henry's
literally had
just
my
sat
eyebrows
in.
done. Can we not like the bright red?
Who's red faced now? On
Wow.
my week, no pickups for me, but I did pick up a pair of Atlantas for the Onyx giveaway. I kind of had a moment of inspiration last Saturday morning. When I say a moment of inspiration, I was slightly hungover and I went into Leeds with my son and I was like, right, I need to get a pair of trainers. And I thought, I'm just going to do an Instagram live and I'm going to get the people who buy into the scheme to pick the trainers. And went onto the Adidas wall and kind of between everybody, we had like some discussions over Instagram. And then we picked some Atlantas again, just a GR pair, but a really nice pair of blue Atlantas. So I did have a pickup, but it wasn't for me. And I think that's been my week in trainers. I don't even think I've
Fair
worn that
enough.
much. I've been in the office all week, so I can't even wear any pairs. Sorry, Henry.
It's okay. I was gonna say, but Nikki, we know January is that dead moment in the year where nothing really happens. So I don't know why you're expecting anything wonderful to drop.
I just think like you know how like brands know January is just a rubbish month anyway? Like everyone promotes January to be such a negative month. They have like blue, what is it, Blue Monday and all that sort of stuff. I feel like brands could purposely make January like the month. Do you know what I mean? And be like, we're gonna put some amazing, this is how we're gonna start the year, like start as we
Ooh.
mean to go on. But then I just feel like, yeah, it's just
That would be a good little curveball. Do you know what I mean? One
yeah,
year,
imagine if they
don't
just
tell
dropped some
anyone, and
absolute
then drop
fire.
an absolute bomb.
Yeah, but then you just see all these things on like Sneaker News or Hypebeast or whatever, and it's like this dropping summer or dropping holiday 24, and it's like great, but like maybe it's because everyone's broke, so after Christmas, maybe this is why they do it.
Yeah, that's probably sort of
That's
credit card bills.
a whole nother story
Yep.
though.
The other thing I want to mention. In regards to your disgust at the colorways of the new Travis Scotts that are coming out, I reckon you should have a word with him personally.
Can someone get me Travis's number?
Oh, yeah, I've got it. I've
On
got
speed
it.
dial. Like, I'm not, how many times now have I sent a Travis Scott into the group chat and been like, what the fuck is this? Like, how many times? The latest one that has dropped the colorway, it's literally like the same color palette, but just slightly different. And you know me, like I am team Travis Scott like all the time. Like send me a Travis my way, put a backwards swoosh on anything. But the colorway is like no. I'm very sad. And if we can have a word with him, Travis, if you're listening, imagine. Can you sort out those? Can you sort out those colorways just for me? Thanks. Do
Well, I
you own
feel
any
like
Travis?
Travis Scott's?
Me?
Sorry. Yeah, you.
Yeah, you. Yeah, I do actually. I
How many
do.
pairs?
Not too many. I sold a few pairs. Right now I've got three pairs of Travis Scott's. But yeah, I sold the I'm sure I said this on one of my other podcasts, you know, the Air Force Ones, because I got them in a size too big.
Yeah,
So,
you
you
are
know, the zip
mentioned.
up the front. I didn't really like them anyway. But so to be fair, two people offered to buy my Travis Scott's off me the other day. You know, the olive ones that I've got, the Jordan ones,
I don't
Lowe's.
sell them.
No, they offered to buy them off me one, and I was like, I want another pair. No chance. So, but yeah, that's my rant about Travis, and that's my rant about the colorways.
Well, just to perk you up after your little rant and you're feeling sad about Travis Scott. I feel like this is a great time to go into news with Nick.
And here we are again, back with news, isn't it? And I feel like, you know what? Like, I'm going to make this section a good section this week because you ruined it last week. How many times did you play your jingle?
What do you
Four
I
times.
don't
I
even
counted 4 times you played your jingle, and my jingle got played once. So I feel like I'm going to leave a little pause here. This is a perfect section for Danny to add in my jingle again. I hope he did it. Did he do it? I won't know. I don't
I don't
want
at this moment I don't even know if I'm gonna do it
to.
or not.
I won't
So
even know. Imagine if it's just an awkward, like, what is it, like tumbleweed, like
yeah.
crickets. Cricket. If Danny
Now
was good
you
at computers, he could do this, but Danny's really bad with computers. So if when you guys are listening, if you hear crickets, I take my hat off to Danny because he's so bad with computers. He's probably not gonna happen. But yeah, so news this week, keeping it short and keeping it sweet. Sweet like myself.
Zip, 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 zip.
Thanks. See, we all need a Henry. We all need a Henry. So, as we all know, Kith is one of my favorite stores. You'll have seen, if you've seen my Instagram, you'll have seen I try and go to every Kith store and get a cute little picture there. So I thought, what better news than to talk about Kith? And Henry kind of did tell me about this one, to be fair. So it's not like straight off of me, but Kith have done a loyalty program. And I was looking on the Kith site, and I don't know if you guys have looked already, but they've got like little cards. I don't know if they're going to be physical cards that you can get or if they're just like a digital thing, but they're really cool. They look like American Express. Like there's like a goldy color, bronzy color. They look really legit and really expensive, and I like that. But basically, Kith are doing a three-tiered loyalty program that offers members like incentives. So members-only items, early access, select products, VIP invitations to company events, and so on. And I think the one thing that really, really stood out for me is the members-only items. Cause I think a lot of people do like loyalty programs. Like I know when I was back at Size, like Size had one, JD had one. A lot of companies have them, but they don't really do like members only items. They just do like exclusive access, early access, events. So this is interesting. I want to know, like, I want to be a member because I want to know what items are going to be like. Is it customized items? Is it like, what is it? So yeah, that's the news. What do you guys think? Are we screaming like I am?
Well,
Danny,
I
you
think,
screaming?
do you know what, right? So, again, we spoke about Kith a few podcasts back, and I kind of said, I've never even been into one. It's just kind of, don't get me wrong, I do respect what Ronnie does. Again, a bit like what we just said about Lorenzo G, right? It's just not necessarily something that's kind of been my thing. Obviously, the Adidas Samba Clarks he did last year. I love that release. I love the execution. I love that it was like, what's the word I'm looking for? It was like you could order them. They're all on a pre-order. So like nobody missed out. You only had up to a date to pre-order. So I really respected that. But Kith's never been something that I've been that bothered about, like all the ASICS releases and other collaborations that they've done. But I'm finding myself having to download the app to become a member to see what the possibilities are. And I think that is just, you're getting people who almost aren't bothered because you're going to chuck out a, well, we're going to do a members only thing and only certain tiers are going to be allowed certain things. And then I'm like, right, well, I need to kind of know about this because what if they're going to drop something and it's something that I actually want? Because from what I've seen, the tiers, obviously, there's a few different tiers. But you don't necessarily have to purchase to gain points to move up and through the tiers. Like, obviously, I'm sure purchases have a high amount of points for you to gain on it. But you can attend like online things, you can attend like physical things. I've not actually like delved into it, to be honest, because I've been a bit busy this week. But I like the concept that you can be part of this club, and it's not just through what you've earned and bought from Kith. I think it's really intriguing, and I think it's the intrigue that kind of has got me. And if it's got me, somebody who doesn't shop at Kith, it must be capturing other people, and the people like yourself, Nick, who are in on Kith, must just be buzzing their tits off.
I think before you just jump on to Henry, I think if you obviously look at the website, there are, it kind of highlights what you get out of each tier and how it doesn't have to be, like you say, like a purchase to get something. And I think it's a great idea because anyone can be part of that community. Whereas I feel like sometimes with a lot of brands, they build communities almost like organically, but then other people feel a little bit left out. Like one thing for me, I always find with a lot of brands, everything's very London based. So like it's hard to get involved and be like at the events and do all that sort of stuff because obviously like I'm based in Manchester. Whereas I feel like this, it's like you don't have to physically be anywhere. You can be a member. Does that make sense? And you can be involved and they will invite you to the events. Because I think there's a lot of times where there's events going on for certain things. And because it's London, they don't even think, they'll think like for us, Danny, because we're up north, they're like, oh, like, what bother? Whereas this, you will get the invite because you're, like a platinum member or whatever. I think the top members like Vitality, they've got different names for them all. So yeah, I think it's good for like inclusion and building that community aspect that we always scream about. But yeah, on to you, Henry, since I've just taken over.
It is news with Nick, right? So it's
Yeah, it's news
your
with
section.
Nick. Why are you even talking?
What,
Yeah.
don't even
Let me have my
apologize for
moment.
talking.
Yeah.
Correct.
Go on, Henry.
No, I think it's great, and I think you touched on the key word in terms of everything for everyone, in terms of inclusivity. And I mentioned that because it's not just people who are familiar with the brand that can jump on. It's even long-standing members who have spent heap loads in the past, so they get recognized as well. So no one is left off this party, if I can use that term. So you got people that have been that understand and breathe Kif, that have been with Ronnie Fieg for 10, 15 years, however long Kif's been around, and for all of their purchases that they've made with Kif, that gets recorded onto the loyalty scheme. In the same way, for someone like Danny, who may not have crossed paths with Kif, there's something for the likes of Danny as well, who, they're incentivized to join because of what could potentially be in terms of the members only access and the members only merchandise that will be exclusive to those that basically sign up to this program, which I think is great. I mean, it's like anything with loyalty, you always get tiers and levels in which you must subscribe to. But the fact that no one's left behind and those that want to partake can partake and don't feel left behind is a win-win, not only for Kif but for those participating.
I'm just intrigued to see how it plays out as well. Because I think they have, like Nicole said, there have been other outlets, retail outlets, brands that have tried things like this and they kind of peter away with time. Like it's not a sustainable thing. But for whatever reason, and I hope it's not me just with blind hope, I feel like this one's got a chance. I feel like this has got a chance to be a
Yeah,
prolonged thing and
I
not
agree.
just like a little, it's going to last for 18
I
months and
feel,
then no one's asked in 18 months' time, is it
yeah,
not?
I feel like there's a lot of work gone into it. It looks very, very premium. Not just like they've been like, let's just create a quick loyalty scheme where you get points when you shop with us. Do you know, like every single company, like I feel like this has got a lot of like back work. So, see how it progresses.
Maybe they'll do it like Tesco Club Card, right? Because I had to download Tesco Club Card the other day, right? Because I've never shopped. There's not a Tesco's near me, right? But I walked into Tesco's, right? And I needed some beer. I say needed. I wanted some beers. So
It's a
went to
need.
the,
A need.
yeah, need, right? We'll take need. But I went into the fridge because they've already got some. And this is the best fit. Right, how good is it recently that they've been putting beers in fridges? I know it's been like a few
Was
years,
that
but
not a thing?
years
I thought that
ago,
was a thing. I thought
it's
that
not
was a thing.
always been a thing. It's not always been a thing, beers in fridge.
I
You'd
guess
have to
it's good
pick
for
it up and
people
shop.
that if you want to drink it right away,
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
wouldn't you just go home and put it in the fridge?
I know, but then it takes
Danny
time,
doesn't.
doesn't
Danny's like, I'm taking it off that shelf.
it? I would have stone cold it. Do you know what I mean? Like smash it together. But they had offers on for if you have a Tesco Club card, the BrewDog was £5 and not £7. So I'm stood there like in the middle of Tesco's downloading the club card, creating an account. Just to save myself 2 quid. So maybe I wonder if they'll do something like that as well.
I feel, can I just on the t I absolutely love the Tesco Club card. Shout out to Tesco. I feel like I almost find it my mission when I go into Tesco to find the club card deal. If it's on deal, I'm like, yes, I'll buy it. I don't even need it. I'm like, yes, saving £2.50. I don't need that item, but I'll buy it. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm like, it won't be on Clubcard next week, maybe.
Ooh, I wonder if Kif will do that.
I
Like,
hope so, because
here's some Kif socks. For a regular person, these are $20, but for you on the bronze account, they're $15, and for you on the gold
yeah.
account, they're like $8, and you're like, ooh, I can't not have them.
Exactly. We
Ronnie,
need
hit us up.
to
We
get
can help him
Ronnie
out.
on speed dial. Ronnie, if
But
you're listening.
do you know what? This kind of, if I'm allowed, Danny, this kind of speaks to the wider topic of loyalty and brand bias or biasness, if I may, which is the talking point for this week, following on from news with Nick in terms of how we are, how we view loyalty in terms of sneaker culture. Now, if I may, we meet all like everyone's story is different in terms of their life journey and everything else. And in that, of course, our story is part of that story is our association with sneakers. Now, obviously, you've got some that are fiercely loyal with Nike. They won't wear anything else other than Nike. Hello, Nick. You've got someone like Danny who will always mention the Consortium Cup, Adidas Spezial, and so on and so forth. Yes, Danny, I know you like all shoes, but I just wanted to throw that in there. And then, we've got people that are fiercely loyal in that respect. And I just wondered that where does our loyalty come from? And should loyalty be rewarded? Is loyalty a thing that because we are loyal and support a particular brand or a particular outlet, is it just should we be rewarded for it, or is it just we like it because it speaks to us as a person, as to in terms of where we've come from, and so on and so forth? And that's an open question.
So I'll fire straight in with that one because I think there's a couple of strands for it. Firstly, loyalty to a brand or a retailer might just be slightly different. I feel like if you are loyal to a brand, for instance, so and I'm also let's just go Adidas because I know this exists.
Of
So if
course.
you, of course. But if I shop on Adidas, then you do gain points on Adidas, and then you do get like. In fact, there was some ZX8000s that came out, and if you had 25,000 points that you spent on Adidas, you got them for free. They were a
Wow.
freebie pair,
Really?
and
That
you
is
could
good.
just exchange your points for a pair of for like a pair of ZX8000s. So there's that obviously level of loyalty, and I guess. By doing that, obviously, similar to like Kif, you get people like repeat custom because they think, right, I can get this many points. I need to get the kids some tracksuit bottoms. Let me use my Adidas app to kind of use that because it'll gain me points. And now, because I've dropped to ZX8000, I think there's a lot of people that are going to go, maybe there might be something else good coming in the pipeline. But then there's other brand, there's other levels of loyalty for me where. Are you doing it because it's something that speaks to you, or are you being loyal to get something out of it? So for and things like, and I'm going to shout out Offspring here, right? People are loyal to Offspring and they've got an amazing community around them. Are they loyal because they like what Offspring does, or are they loyal because they want what they could potentially get
Yeah,
out
that
of the end of it?
hurts. Yeah, 100%. It's a good question, to be fair.
So for me, I think everybody's different. Everybody's different, right? So why am I loyal to Adidas? Right? Why am I extremely? Is it because, and it's probably something I have to like probably break down quite a lot. Obviously, doing the things we do, I do a lot of work with Adidas. So that without me consciously thinking about it, must have an impact on why I'm so loyal to Adidas. But then it's things like my friends. A lot of my friends wear Adidas. A lot of that we spoke about in the past, about like uniform within your part of the community. Do you know, if I rocked up to some sort of event, not a training event, but if I rocked up to something and I was wearing some like Nike Air Max, people are like, what are you doing? Do you know what I mean? So is it because, is there a level of loyalty there that bit within my friends and the influence? I don't know. It's a lot of levels to it, I think. Nicole?
I think there's two things I kind of want to mention on this one. I think one, loyalty, like you say, is it because, I think I agree, is it because people are getting something or is it specific to like a retailer or a brand? I think for me, for example, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, I'm going to go shop at Adidas because they're offering something that Nike might not be offering, because at the end of the day, I like what I like. There's a product that I do like. But I do think like when it does come to like retailers, if for example, one retailer's going to be like, well, here's a pair of Jordan 3s, and you get this special, I don't know, bag with it or whatever, but then another retailer isn't. I'm not going to be like, well, I only shop with this retailer, so I'm staying with them. I'm going to go where I can get something else. Do you know what I mean? But I also think maybe it's to do with age as well, because I feel like this is just a personal opinion, but I feel like a lot of the younger generation, we're more like, I say we, maybe I do fit into that, maybe I don't, but like we kind of, we'll just kind of go and be like, yeah, I just want to get the best deal, or I want to get the best, you know, like what can I get out of this? Whereas I feel like the older generation and the OG collectors have a lot more like relationships that they've built, like they know people there, like they've been friends with them for like years and years and years, and they've some of them have seen like these brands start up from nothing, from the beginning, so they've got that brand or like retailer loyalty, whereas I just feel like it's not the same with the younger generations. And I'll also, my other point, my question is, it just a British thing? Is loyalty just, I don't, and I'm not saying is it just because I think they do loyalty schemes all over the world, but I just feel like, is it a massive, is it really heavy in England? Because I feel like British people love a bargain and they love loyalty and they love rewards. Like, look, every single supermarket, every shop, there's something. And I just wonder, is it as heavy like that in other countries, or is it just us? That's just a thought.
I think loyalty is a worldwide phenomenon, and I say that if we step out of the sneaker bubble for a moment, let's take my trip to Toronto for example. When I was in Toronto, you'll find Canadians wearing predominantly Canadian products in Arc'teryx, Canada Goose, is it Moose Knuckles and stuff like that as well. In America, you'll find a lot of people wearing Nikes, Ralph Lauren, American-based products. I think loyalty is a regional thing as well, even though it's a worldwide phenomenon. So in this country, we'll be proud of the British products that are produced. So your Burberrys, your Aquastutums, Reebok, and so on and so forth. So I don't think loyalty in of itself is exclusive to a region or anything like that at all. I think it doesn't matter where you go in the world, loyalty is a thing, regardless. Now, in terms of loyalty within the individual, I think that's driven by influences, isn't it? In terms of what is it that has drawn you to that product. Now, in Danny's case, it's his mates. It could be commercials that you've seen on the TV back in the 80s or the 90s. We're influenced by a lot of things, whether we choose to accept it or not. The reality is we are influenced. Our parents influence us in the way that we're brought up and how we do particular things and so on and so forth. So, like my dad was a snappy dresser. So I've taken elements of that from my dad because I'm influenced by how he would put clothing together in the same way you would do, Nicole, with your mother or your father, and
Yeah,
likewise,
100%.
Danny. The concerts you go to. So we draw all our influences from all over the place. Whether we should be rewarded for influence, for loyalty, I get why you would. It's almost a way, it's a patronage, isn't it, in terms of commerce. Oh, you buy from us, we'll give you 20% off the next product, or you will have this for free. We see this with Pret and all the different eateries. But I think there has to be a certain authenticity about our loyalty to brands, products, wherever we go. And it's not, I mean, you can game the system if that's what you're about. And I guess there's no right or wrong, but I still think, well, if you're gaming the system, then you're not really about that product, you're not about that life. Whereas if there's a natural synergy or there's a natural authenticness about your loyalty to a particular brand, then you're not even bothered by being rewarded. Yes, being rewarded is nice because it's acknowledged, but it's not the reason why you're loyal to a brand, in my opinion.
But I just want to interject. I feel like my only where I disagree here, I feel like back in the day, there was a lot more independent shops that would sell specific products and you couldn't get certain products elsewhere. Whereas I feel like now, look, End, Offspring, Size, they all sell the same products. And if you can't get them there, you can go, and I know it's going to be more, but you can go to like Kick Game, you can go to the resellers. So I feel like I remember back in the day, there would be, like independent shops where you could only really, they would get like exclusive products and stuff like that, and you couldn't get them elsewhere. So I feel like now it's hard to have that loyalty and be like, because everyone just sells everything. There's not really anything that's like being like, oh, I've shopped with them for so many years. And I think as well, like, because of the way that things have changed in the sense, like obviously I'm from Huddersfield, for example. There isn't really like an independent trainer shop in Huddersfield. There's just like JD. At most, that's all you get in JD and Foot Locker. Like everything's really city based. So I think there's a lot of like a lot of people are always loyal to things because of the where they're from. Like you mentioned Canada, people are in Canada Goose. They're obviously loyal to their country, they're loyal to the area. Whereas I feel like it's kind of tough. Like I think there is the loyalty in the sense of like there might be like people that wear stuff because we're from the north compared to people that are from the south. Like we wear certain trainers that you guys might not or whatever. But I think everything's just so blended now that having that sense of loyalty to one specific thing is quite tough. And that's why I think a lot of the younger generation don't.
I
So
you
think a
say
little bit.
loyalty
Oh.
doesn't, sorry, Daddy, you say loyalty doesn't exist
I think
in
it.
today's current
Yeah, and
climate.
I think it definitely does to some element, 100%. Because if not, people wouldn't be signing up to these schemes like Kith, for example. There is that element of loyalty, but I think is it as deep as we really think? Like, just because people are signing up to a Kith loyalty scheme, they'll also be signing up to an Offspring one. Same way, you'll be shopping at Tesco for the club card deals, but you'll probably be going to Morrison's as well. Do you know? And that's what I just think we are. We're just like just consumers. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Sorry,
I
Danny, he
think
was going to
no.
say.
I was really intrigued with like what Nick said about the generational thing, because I think that there is an element for that, and I feel like again we've spoke about the birth of the internet and just having everything at your fingers and people can just scour around. And if you've only been in this generation that's always had the internet, then that's how you've been brought up, and that's like a great example, right? I went into Leeds when I picked up the Atlantans the other day and I took my son in. He went, oh, I want to get some aftershave. I was like, right. I says, what do you want? He says, I don't know. I says, let's go to John Lewis. We've got every aftershave. Right. Okay. So he's gone in, he's sniffing around. And then he kind of goes, right, I'm done. I was like, you're not buying out. He went, oh, no, I know what I want, but I'll go home and I'll find the best one online. And that's just that, but that's his outlet. Whereas I just don't have that. I would just get what I would just buy it, but then at the same time, like I don't hide it. I love Hip, right? I know it's part of JD now, but it didn't used to be. It was always independent. I've always shopped at Hip. I've always gone in, picked up the clothes, felt the materials, put the trainers on. That's what I've done for 20 plus years. So I still do that. So I do have a little bit of loyalty. If I want to get something, the first place before I would never think of looking online first. I'd go
Wow,
down
that's crazy.
to the store, I'd go to the shop, I'd go try it on, I'd go speak to the guys behind the counter. And do you know what? Sometimes they might go, oh, how are you doing, Danny? Oh, we've had this in a while. It's going to go into sale next week. Like, we'll drop it in, we'll drop you some money off for or whatever. But I don't go in there expecting that I deserve my 10 or 20% off because I've shopped in here for 20 something years. But it's just that nice little, if they can, I feel like that's what almost enhances that loyalty that to that one thing. I'll give another example. I went to one of my favorite sandwich shops. I've not been for a while, right? And I went in and the owner wasn't there, so I kind of like went, oh, there was a few girls, and I went, oh, is Nick around? And it's like, I'm going to shout them out. It's called Slow Rise Bagels in Horseforth, right? They're the best bagels, actually, the best ever. They're like German bagels, boiled, slow risen. Honestly, they're out. They're unreal. When I tell you what, when we do the meetup, I can't remember the date off the top of my head. That's terrible, isn't it? But I'll bring you both some bagels, right? And we'll do a bagel.
Is that because we're loyal to the podcast, Danny, that you're rewarding us?
Correct. That is absolutely it. But my point is, I went in and I said, "Oh, Nick, how's it going? Not seeing you for a minute, because he hadn't been in the last few times." So he was like, "How are you doing? How's Christmas? Blah blah. Kids, dog, all the kind of usuals." And then when I got to the end, he was like, "Oh, just make sure he gets a friend and family rate." I was like, "Oh, you don't have to because they're an independent." He was like, "No, we're good." And I'm like, "Oh, do
Yeah.
you know what I mean?" And I feel like that kind of it's double fold. I would have gone back anyway, but I would have been, do you know what I mean? Now I feel valued. It's not just a
Yeah.
monetary thing for me. It's not just knocking a couple of quid off a sandwich. Just
But
that.
I think there's a big difference. I agree in that sense of like that friends and family discount. If I went somewhere, for example, like Hip or like a shop, and they was like, "We're going to give you 25% off, like because we know you and because you know you've done this or you've shopped with us," I'd be like, "Oh my God, like I'm definitely coming back." But if like for example, I was just getting offers on like online, like everyone else, I don't feel special. I'm just like, all oh, right, everyone's getting these offers. And I honestly think it's a generational thing. And I think the point I was going to make is how you said, Danny, you wouldn't ever think to shop online. I remember when I was younger, I would always go to like the shops that were big at the time. Like for us, it'd be like Topshop or River Island. And every weekend, whatever money I'd made at work that week, I would go spend in one of those shops.
Sure.
Whereas as time's gone on, yeah, I will literally run online before I ever think. I would never think, oh my God, let me go into town and see what they've got. The most would be for me, I would have to do that if I'm going to Zara because you cannot, the sizes are so bad there. But I would never think, and I think my generation kind of have shifted with that. Whereas I feel like your generation, which is a point I made right at the beginning, have that different mentality where you're like, well, I've shopped here for 20 years. I'm still going there and that's my shop and I'm loyal to it. Whereas I feel like we don't really have that as such.
So, should loyalty be transactional, or is loyalty transactional? I'm kind of asking questions in a different way.
It's
Should it be, and is it
I
transactional?
don't know. It's not for me. Like, so I'll go back to the hip thing. I'll go shopping around town, right? I'm not shopping for myself. I'm getting stuff for the kids or whatever reason I'm in Leeds. I'll still stick my head in, fist pump the guys. How's it going? Do you know what I mean? And like, even though I'm not buying stuff, it's that kind of community sense of being in a place, sense of worth, rather than just a financial thing.
Yeah.
But I don't, I don't know. Is that again, is it just part of growing up pre-internet, pre-social media, and that's just how we kind of see the world, I guess. And do you know what? On that, right? Before I move on, what we're going to start doing is me, Nicole, and Henry discussed. We're going to start putting stuff in stories for you to reply onto the podcast rather than an Instagram post. Check out for Instagram stories, and we're going to give you opportunities to put full replies, and then we can repost the
Yeah.
replies in the stories. So anything that you've heard or anything that you don't agree with, I'll put a little box up on Instagram, and then you can talk about it there.
And I think, you know, one thing that we need to do, this is just off the top of my head, but I think as time goes on, we're kind of setting a little topic each week, aren't we? Maybe we kind of announce the topic that we're going to focus on next week and give the listeners the chance to kind of have a think themselves, send us some messages, and we can talk like about what they think on the podcast as well. Just kind of make them involved a little bit more rather than, because obviously people are going to respond about this week, but next week we'll be talking about something else.
Sure,
So,
sure, sure.
yeah.
And it'll be nice to pick up on their comments and maybe
Yeah.
put that in the beginning before we talk about. So, guys, if you are listening, please, we're
Get
very,
involved.
very keen to hear what you have to say in regards to this. It is a massive topic. Obviously, we're not going to do it justice in the time that we have, but yeah, keen to hear your thoughts in terms of what you think about sneaker bias and brand loyalty. Where's your heads at?
And
Shall we?
with that, We are going to move on to this week's Annex Threesome.
Where's that name come from? You just
We
make a new
did.
name up every week. That is the worst name I've heard so far. We're going to end up getting blocked on Spotify and Apple Music.
Well, half the time, Nikki, you're not around because you're being Miss Fabulous, attending your meetings and soirees and God
Sorry,
knows what
I'm
else it
too.
is
I'm sorry, I'm more important than you, Henry. You don't have to
you're
be jealous. Yeah,
doing. Oh,
So, like we said last week, each of us are going to pick a shoe from this week's releases. And like we said, doesn't necessarily have to be something that we actually want. It could be just an interesting point or an interesting shoe or something like that, not something that we'll necessarily have to purchase. First off, I'm going to kick this week off, right? Because I always say, feel like I send it around the room and at first, just to be polite. And I'm not going to be polite. My pick this week, I'm staying on topic for the week, right? I'm going with the Adidas times Kith times Clarks Gazelle, which is in the first tier, which when you listen to this podcast, if you grab it quickly, because it's dropping on the Friday when the closing for the pre-order is on the Gazelles. That is my pick of the week. I probably am not going to go for them unless I decide to go to do so in the next few hours. Just to a pretty high price point. But I just think, again, it's such a clever activation. I actually really love the shoe as well. I love a gazelle. I love that it's been put
You
on
would never
the
have guessed.
I love it's been put on the crepe sole. I think it almost works better than the Samba, to be honest. And I just think the grey is just a clean colourway. It can go with anything. So, Henry, what we're saying about the Adidas Gazelle Kith Clarks.
Yep, you have my full unadulterated support. Love the shoe. I love the yeah, it's like what Nick said. You would never think it would work, but in terms of the crepe sole and everything, but it does. It absolutely does. Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Nick, what we saying, Nick. By the
I
way,
think.
Nick, I forgot to call you Nick at the start. I do apologize.
Well, Henry keeps calling me Nikki, and that's not my name.
I know that's awful, isn't it? We don't call her.
I'm
It's
gonna call.
Nick.
Yeah.
Listen, I do what I like, all right?
I do what I want. You know what? I kind of like the shoe, I'm not gonna lie. I like the colorway. I think it's just an easy wear. I do like the sole personally. I think it gives it that chunky effect, which I really like. Obviously it's a Kith collab, so maybe that's why. Yeah.
Hi, beast.
Like beast.
So that's my pick of the week. Henry Pedro, what is your pick
Yo,
of this
my
week?
man, I'm going with the Nike Air Jordan 3 Craft Ivory. And the reason being is you'll never see me in a pair of Jordans without the Nike Air swoosh at the back. This really goes back to childhood and nostalgia. With this particular pair, you got the best of two worlds. What do I want to say? What do I want to say? Yeah, the heel tab in particular, you've got a mixture of the Jumpman and the Nike Air swoosh. It does look a little bit like the Amar Marnier, but
It does.
yeah,
It
great
does.
shoe. Great shoe.
That was my kind of thing. I would just say it's just got a little bit of Amamanye, whatever, however you want to say it.
Amar Marnier.
Up north, we say Amamanye, right?
Yeah.
So just
Yeah.
FYI.
Okay. Yeah, that could work.
But I actually, even I'm not a Jordan 3 person. I'm not really a Jordan person anyway. But what I do love is that heel tab with the Nike Air behind it and the Jumpman in translucent over the back. That is just such. I've even done that before. I'm not a Jordan. I'm not that into Jordans to know if they've even done that before. Has it been done before?
I think it's the second time it's done. They've done it on a previous Jordan 3 model. For the life of me, I think not the Fire Reds. Was it the Chicago? Did they call it the
Anyway,
Chicago? Anyway.
regardless, I think it's such a good and clever touch. I think it kind of. Yeah, I just think it's like a perfect, like a chef's kiss type element to the shoe. Nicole,
Mozzarella.
what
I
was saying?
love them. I need them. It's not even a want, it's a need. Like the colorway, it's just so clean. Imagine those. This is my saying of every week, but imagine those
If
in.
you say, imagine those with a nice skirt in summer with a crop
Yeah.
top, right? This is.
Which that's my line, but like I love them. I love a Jordan 3. I love a Jordan 3 on a small foot. So I feel like, yeah, I just love them. And they would have been my pick of the week, but Henry took them. He got there first. And I also do like the back, like the tab on the back. I think that does pull it all together. Matches with the front, like
Yeah.
undersole at the front as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I am so here for it. And I maybe these will be a pair that I cop. Maybe.
£200 though? £200 for
Standard though, isn't
Jordans?
it? Standard for a Jordan.
Is it? Right.
182
Yeah,
a
it
foot.
is.
Yeah. If they're any cheaper, can someone let me know? Because I'll be buying more Jordans.
Imagine if you had a loyalty scheme and you got them 20%
Oh,
off or you could walk in.
imagine.
Hi, I'm Nicole.
I
Hi,
am
can you
Nicole.
comment?
I know. I've got
Hi.
Jarvis and Ronnie on speed dial. Joking.
So over to you then, Nick. Shoe of the
Over to
week.
me. The shoe of the week. I don't have one. I know. I was waiting for that. I know. Can you believe it? Hold the phone. I don't have a shoe of the week. Basically, I'll be honest. And one thing about me is that I'm going to be organic to how I feel. That's what I always say. And there's nothing out there that I'm screaming about. And there's nothing I like enough to say I'm going to talk about that shoe this week. I would have, like I said, I would have definitely picked the Jordan 3. That probably would have been my pick. But you guys picked yours first. And Henry got there before me. He's just always stealing the fucking thunder. But yeah,
Hater.
I haven't picked one, and I just think kind of just relates back to the topics I mentioned earlier. I just don't think there's a lot of choice at the beginning of the year, and I'm not going to say I like something just to say I like it. I'm not really that much of a hype beast, so tune in next week
Lie.
if I like it.
Lie.
So yeah.
No. Two things to learn from this. Obviously, the first one is I knew you would have picked the Jordan 3 anyway,
Yeah.
because I kind of, even when I were looking through the releases, I can't think of anything else. There wasn't much out this week. We probably hit the
No.
two ones that kind of like hit everything.
Yeah.
And I thought that those will be the two. But the second thing to learn is you just need to be faster. You just need to be faster in the
How?
no.
We no, we will finish this podcast and I guarantee Henry's will update the notes like next week's podcast, guys. This is the topic. Be faster how he's planned about 3 weeks in advance. Like honestly, Henry needs to put this on his CV because his transferable skills. Like he's planning weeks and weeks in advance.
There's levels to this.
It's a team effort. It's a team effort.
Yeah,
That's all I
he takes it
can
all. He's the team at this point. Yeah, I'm
say.
gonna get in there and make my pick for next week quickly because I can see Henry's there.
And on that note, folks, I feel like we have come to the end of this week's podcast. Like we
Boom.
always say, thanks for listening. Henry, anything to sign off with?
Nope. Nothing.
Nicole,
Nope,
Nick.
nothing
Nope,
from
nothing.
me.
And that's everything from me as well. And we'll catch you on the next one. Bye.
Guys.